Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, October 6th. Three people were sent to hospital after a serious crash involving a motorcycle and a pickup on Highway 21 in Kincardine yesterday. South Bruce OPP, Kincardine firefighters and Bruce County paramedics were called to the incident at the intersection of Highway 21 and Kincardine Avenue just before 3 yesterday afternoon. Police say the motorcycle driver was airlifted to a London hospital with injuries considered serious. A passenger on the motorcycle was also airlifted to hospital with injuries police describe as life-threatening. OPP say the pickup driver was taken to a local hospital for treatment. South Bruce OPP say the collision investigation is in its early stages. The Ontario government has given the thumbs up to the Bluewater District School Board to proceed to tender for a planned renovation of St. Edmund's Public School in Tobermory. The renovation will include the creation of 2 new childcare rooms, which would allow for 39 new childcare spaces. The St. Edmund's Public School expansion project was first announced in January. The province is investing more than $1.7 million into it. There's a new company operating in Owen Sound that's putting together some heavy machinery. Nuts and Volts has been in business for 21 years in the Kitchener-Waterloo-Guelph areas and recently set up shop in part of the former Tenneco building in Owen Sound. Company president Mike Buller says Nuts and Volts is assembling 100% electric service vehicles known as shunters.
It's designed for maintenance crews to do service work in the subway system.
The rail shunters are being assembled for a France-based company supplying them for use in Canada. Buller says he's already hired 9 local employees and expects to employ 20 people within a year, and says that could increase to as many as 100 workers within 5 years if the business continues to grow. A new report from Desjardins says housing affordability is set to improve in 2023, though to varying degrees across the country. The report says some provinces that experienced the largest gains in housing prices during the pandemic could see the sharpest corrections post-pandemic. Those include the Maritime provinces and areas surrounding Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal. Desjardins says Ontario is one of those provinces that isn't likely to come close to those housing prices that we saw before the pandemic. Alberta will become the first province to regulate the use of psychedelic drugs like magic mushrooms. An official with the province says the move is meant to ensure risky drugs do not inadvertently end up on the street. Studies have increased in recent years, looking at how psychedelics can treat post-traumatic stress, anxiety, and depression. The OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries has decided to cut production by 2 million barrels a day to try to prop up softening oil prices. But the long-term effects are unknown because members of the coalition are not able to meet production levels agreed to previously, so much of the cut is basically just on paper. Oil has been trading at around $90 a barrel in recent days. It was well over 100 during the summer. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 256 points to 18,979. The Dow Jones is down 346 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.76 U.S. cents, down 67 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $88.96, up $1.20 a barrel. In sports, in Thursday night football, the Indianapolis Colts visit the Denver Broncos. Kickoff is 8:15. The Major League Baseball wild card series begins tomorrow. The Toronto Blue Jays will meet the Seattle Mariners in the opener of a best of three to be staged at the Rogers Centre in Toronto. Alek Manoah is the Jays' scheduled starter for Game 1. The other American League wild card series has the Tampa Bay Rays at Cleveland to meet the Guardians. In the National League series, Philadelphia is at St. Louis and San Diego will be in New York to go against the Mets. In National Hockey League exhibition, 6 games tonight, including the Ottawa Senators facing the Montreal Canadiens at Gander, Newfoundland. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs are at Detroit to face the Red Wings. In the Ontario Hockey League, 3 games tonight, all in the Eastern Conference. The North Bay Battalion visit Peterborough, Sudbury is at Windsor, and Barrie hosts Niagara. The Owen Sound Attack will host the Hamilton Bulldogs tomorrow night and entertain the Mississauga Steelheads on Saturday night. And there's plenty of Blue Water sports. You can find the scores and schedule posted daily on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.